Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make the best of that life. We never know when that life is going to come to an end, and we never know when the time is up. Sometimes it could be at a time whereby we think things are going to start settling down now, we need to now upping our game in life, and the angel of death comes only to abruptly remind us that it is time for us to leave this world. And today's Ulama Profile is exactly that. We have a very active alim that was there. He was young, he was approximately at the age of 34. He started his life, he was going well, and the angel of death came. He had achieved much in a short space of time, only to teach us all a lesson, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated a system of life, but Allah hasn't stipulated a system of death. First, the grandfather, the father, the son, the grandson, in that order we are born, but in that order we shall not live. It is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A young, dynamic, very active alim passed away, and a lesson for each one of us that perhaps in the near future I will be leaving this temporary world. What have I done to make sure that I have secured a future in the Akhirah that will only serve me good? We have online with us Maulana Ibrahim Esadji, all the way from the United Kingdom. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, welcome to Radio Islam International, the first time you're on air with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our discussions this evening a fruitful and an inspiration one, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Maulana, this evening on the Ulama Profile, we are speaking about Maulana Adam Luna Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Perhaps we can start at the beginning and Maulana can give us some background as to who Maulana Adam Luna was in terms of his family background.
Yes, alhamdulillah, Maulana Adam Sahab comes from a family. His parents are from back home in Gujarat, in a village called Kamkotar, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, his parents, mashallah, had great extreme love for deen, alhamdulillah. Not only just here, but even back home as well. They have established an Idara Institute as well back home. Alhamdulillah, it's an orphanage. At the same time, alhamdulillah, he also has four brothers, and he's the youngest of the four brothers, alhamdulillah. And Maulana Adam Sahab is very close to his parents, his family, alhamdulillah. And obviously he was born and bred here in UK, alhamdulillah. And his family, alhamdulillah, right from the beginning when they migrated from India here, they went through hard times, difficult times. But alhamdulillah, you know, now they come to see him, and then all the children educated here. And Maulana Adam Sahab was the youngest of the four brothers, alhamdulillah, also went into the studies of completed his hifz and also the alima course as well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana, where did he complete his hifz?
He completed his in Darul Uloom, Leicester, in 1996, alhamdulillah. And he did his alim course in the Islamic Dawah Academy in 2001, and then he graduated in 2007, alhamdulillah, under the guidance of the Mawla Salim Durasan, hafizahullah.
Alhamdulillah. Respected listeners, we are profiling Maulana Adam Luna Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, from the United Kingdom. And Maulana, if those that are listening want to just send us a text or perhaps share with us some of the experiences, you can do so. The WhatsApp number is +27 71 878 9748 +27 71 878 9748, and inshallah I will read your experiences with Maulana live on air, inshallah. Maulana, in terms of his asatis, obviously you made mention that Maulana studied under Azraji Maulana Salim Dorat Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Who are some of his other notable asatiza?
His notable other asatiza, Maulana Ayaz Sahab, who's also the Khalifa of Maulana Salim Dorat Sahab, hafizahullah, and many other Mufti Sahab as well, alhamdulillah. And He's a Maktab Asatiza here, Mona Abdul Awal Saab, Mona Ghulam Muhammad Saab, who been Imam here in Warsaw for over 40 years, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Maulana, after being graduated and after Maulana completed and farig from Darul Uloom in Leicester in the Islamic Dawah Academy, what were some of the services that Maulana rendered to the people in the United Kingdom area?
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, after Maulana graduated, Maulana, Alhamdulillah, did a lot of work in a short span of life. After graduating, he started a madrasa from home. Now, Alhamdulillah, the madrasa has its own building named Hidayah Foundation and hosts over 200 students. And not only that, the area where the madrasa runs is an area where actually no effort of deen was taking place. There was desperate need of masjid and madrasa in that area. Alhamdulillah, Maulana with great courage initiated this effort. Alhamdulillah, he's got maktab running as well. He's got a hifz class, the classes for sisters. Alhamdulillah, fiqh classes for sisters as well, tajweed classes. And Alhamdulillah, as a child for his class himself, despite not being the official teacher, would call them early in the morning to class, and then he would himself drop them off home to save the parents time. And Allahu Akbar. And he would literally travel town to town, city to city, actually raising funds for his institute. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, it's a great kajariya for Mona Adam Shah. Alhamdulillah.
No, most definitely so, Alhamdulillah. I think these things are some of the things that we look for in terms of experiences to be able to motivate us and to be able to somewhat take some sort of motivation by the services of the young ulama and by services of the scholars of our time. In terms of his sifat and some of the qualities that he had, Maulana, perhaps you can share with us what are some of the qualities that he had and what are some of the sifat that Maulana portrayed when he interacted with people.
Yes. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, he had many qualities, and time actually does not permit to actually, we don't want to do justice to actually, the time that we have to actually mention the great qualities that Maulana possessed. Maulana always, he's always noticed, he's a very close friend of mine, and is always reading the Quran. And many people notice that his lips will always be moving with the recitation of the Quran Kareem. He's always cheerful and smiling, softly spoken. You can say, you know, his interactions is loved by all and hated by none. Allahu Akbar. And even like if sometimes, you know, we'll have differences of opinions, but you know, he was such a person you could never get angry with him. You know, even if you tell him off, you would just do it in a more like in a humorous manner, because he just had that sort of personality. And had a clean heart, did not hide how he felt. In fact, you know, the person in front may have found it a little harsh at times, but would only later, Allahu Akbar, love Mona Adam Sahab for his open and honest, you know, opinions and approach. And he had great trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great trust in Allah. Allahu Akbar. That's one of his great qualities, you know. And his face rarely ever, if ever, showed any signs of worry or concern. Now, he used to go for his idara and his institute. Every weekend he'll go for collection from here, there, town to town, city to city, very active. And Allahu Akbar, and he spoke with everyone with great humbleness, love with love and affection. Actually, sometimes even anybody who sometimes met him and talked to him, they'll mock him for his style of speech and accent. He would laugh it off. Allahu Akbar. And he was very considerate as well. Many times he'd go to far places for collection for his madrasa. Despite knowing locals in the far places, he would not inform them of his coming, as this may inconvenience others. Whenever he would go to the masjid for zuhr prayer, he would park his car at a distance and not get any closer to keep a space vacant for other locals. He always had time for others. Once I remember, he took me out for a cup of tea. And amazing, the reason why he did this is because sometimes, you know, we all in the field of the Khidmat al-Deen community work, and he sometimes will notice someone is stressed out, you know, someone having a difficult time, so he'll just take him out for a cup of tea. Allahu Akbar. And, you know, his family mentioned that once his wife overheard and said that, what is it with you, you're having tea with people? And he would say that, you don't know that this Maulana is very stressed, and by having tea with him, I'll be able to make him a little more relaxed. Allahu Akbar. And he did this for same for many other people. I remember he did this for another person, another great scholar, who had gone through a stressful period related to family matters. And Allahu Akbar, he'll go out of his way, take him out in the evening, a cup of tea, that, to at least alleviate that person from all the stress and the problems that person is facing. And that's just the, how considerate he was of others. Monarch insisted that the monarch should come for lunch. Allahu Akbar. And due to other madrasa commitments, he didn't have much time. He prepared hot tea in a thermos with other food items for safar and journey. Allahu Akbar. And said to the monarch that you get hungry on the way, so have something on the way. Allahu Akbar. And when we have scholars here coming to our local masjid as well, Allahu Akbar, without hesitation, you come, Morana, bring the scholars to our Idara Institute for Dua, and if there's a need for food, I'll be welcome to actually be hospitable towards them and provide whatever I can. Allahu Akbar. And this is the great quality that Morana had, alhamdulillah. And his he had great respect for our elders, scholars, ulama, great shaykh, alhamdulillah. He had so much love for all the scholars, alhamdulillah. And sometimes he has so much respect for Maulana Salim Duras al-Hafidah, his sheikh. He has so much love for his sheikh. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes the distance between Walsall and Leicester, his sheikh living in Leicester, is a distance of 1 hour. And his love for sheikh was due to finishing late for madrasa. Sometimes he would leave to meet the sheikh and only arrive around midnight when sheikh would be leaving. And sheikh would say, Adam, you have just come now. Well, Adam Rahimullah would then just smile. But in the heart, he would feel that he knew this was all he was going to get of his sheikh. But he was happy for this. Allah, he's happy for this. Even that smile, even that one sentence. Allahu Akbar. And even after that, he could travel back 1 hour again to Warsaw. Allahu Akbar. And after doing Hajj last year, he also went from Warsaw, especially to Zamzam to his sheikh. And this gave Zamzam and came back home again. Allahu Akbar. So that shows, alhamdulillah, so much respect for elders, ulama, mashayikh. And he has done so much in such a short time. And you know, one of the definitions of barakah is that in a short time a person does so much, and this is what this person has achieved. You know, it's easy to actually get involved in an institute that's going to be learning for many years. But Maulana actually from nothing, actually, you know, he established this institute. And, you know, all respect to Maulana, he was actually, you know, he didn't have the eloquence in his speech, or he wasn't, like you say, one of our, you know, person who people really, you know, looked up to. But Allahu Akbar, he did so much. Allahu Akbar, and we can see the signs of acceptance now to Allahu Akbar, everyone appreciating the efforts that he made. Alhamdulillah. And Allahu Akbar, even at the time when he passed away, alhamdulillah, the ghusl was given by his sheikh, as the Mawlana Salim Duras al-Hafidhahullah, and the sheikh applied a valuable itr, Allahu Akbar, to the hair of Mawlana Adam, rahimullah, that contained the hair of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. And many brothers attended the Duras, including senior ulama and sulaha, Allahu Akbar. And Mawlana Salim Duras, mashallah, beautifully mentioned that he's a person, la dharra wa la dhirar. La dharra wa la dhirar. That, you know, do not harm anyone and no one would harm him. He had that sort of quality, and that he always had a smile on his face all the time, alhamdulillah. And these are some of the great qualities that Maulana had, and always, you know, go out of his way to help other people. It said that he felt, you know, whenever people were in distress and difficulty, hardship, stress, Allah could tell Maulana will try his utmost to do what he can to help those people, mashallah.
See, we respected listeners, we are speaking to Maulana Ibrahim all the way from the United Kingdom, and we are discussing the life of Hazrat Maulana Luna Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Maulana Safwan Umar, his friend, said, Maulana Adam Sahib Rahimahullah was the first student at the Islamic Dawah Academy to recite the entire Quran in one sitting. After this, many of the students then would complete the Quran in one sitting. This year, over 40 students had completed the Qur'an al-Kareem, reading it off by heart, obviously, in one sitting. And thereafter, this would become a sadaqah jariyah for Maulana, because subsequent to that, whoever would read the Qur'an from his institute or the institute of the Islamic Dawah Academy, Maulana bring the first. And like it is said, you know, in one of the kitabs, Al-Fadlu lil-Mutaqaddim, in Maqamat-e-Hariri, that person who goes first, obviously he is the one that takes the reasons for it. So in this way, imagine, and I want to touch on something that Morana, our guest, had said. He said that at some time when somebody was stressed or was worried or was overburdened by personal issues or by work-related issues or by issues of sometimes as ulama, people don't realize that the ulama go through tremendous amount of stress in the work they do. Sometimes it's stress of people's problems, sometimes it's stress of finances, sometimes it's stress of so many things. And like everyone else, people, ulama, also go through it. Maulana would just take them, give them a cup of tea, take them out of that atmosphere, and just make sure that they are able to just get a break from routine, recoup a little bit, so the next day becomes a bit easier. And that is something we all have to learn. Everyone we know, at some point or the other, is going through challenges. What stops us from making a difference in the life of those people, and what stops us in terms of wanting to make such a difference, and that we are able to at least remove the burden of the shoulders of people, that alone is such a great feature that we all have to strive for. Well, now we have some time, and I want to just, you've made mention of such good qualities, perhaps just probe a bit more into the qualities that Morana had and some of the aspects that came out of that qualities. If you want to expound on more of these qualities, then we do have some time, Morana.
Yes, that's fine, alhamdulillah. Morana, a few key lessons that we can learn from Morana's life, I'd like to just touch on. Is that Mona Adam Sahib, mashallah, rahimullah, spent his final days carrying out a few amals and deeds, mashallah. Mona, although he lived a distance from the masjid, salah with Jamaat, mashallah, the congregation, was a must for the Mona. Every, I know he lived far away, but mashallah, salah in the main masjid with Jamaat, that was his priority. Alhamdulillah. And fulfilling the rights of his family members, that was, alhamdulillah, something which was always, was close to his heart. Allahu Akbar. I had a sort of a discussion with family members, and Allahu Akbar, they mentioned that Mona Adam was very close to his parents. He visited them at least three times daily when he's not away doing collections for the Hidayah Foundation. Even then, he would pop in to see his parents before or after he went. Actually, the day he fell ill, he had tea at his parents' house after Asr. Allahu Akbar. And his brothers also mentioned that from a young age, he was always our little brother, and always wanted to be around his elder brothers in his early years. Even with their friends, he was much loved and was seen to be also their younger brother. And this was very real, as many of the brothers' friends were and are still in the shock as to how they have lost their younger brother. He kept in contact with many of them and always smiled and spoke to them wherever he met them, be it in the masjid, in town, shopping areas or functions. So many came to the hospital and janaza from all over the country, and those that are abroad continue to call and message the family to send their condolences and duas. Allahu Akbar. Some comments his nieces made, mashallah, that he would always come to our house and make sure that we lent Ayatul Kursi. To this day, we recite Ayatul Kursi each time we leave our house, mashallah. These are comments of his nieces. And he said, he always had fun on Eid, ensuring that he always got a bouncing castle every Eid. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. No. And before he got married, he would also get a cake with all our names on at Eid day. He loved spending time with family. He would get all the nieces together, nephews, and his own children at his mother's house, and have a sort of like a meal together. Allahu Akbar. And he said he would convince his mother to do a barbecue, and if she did not allow it usually because it was raining, especially in England, the British weather, he'll go out and get something else from somewhere else, a mother shop. Allahu Akbar. And the nieces always mentioned as well, this one niece, that he always brought the food late for da'wat and would be the last one to eat and tell us off for cleaning up while he was still eating. And these are the few qualities he had, mashallah, alhamdulillah. And like I mentioned, that other qualities that, fulfilling the rights of his family members and his preparation for the youth conference that takes place in the Islamic Da'wah Academy every year. Allahu Akbar. Always, every year he'll make sure arrangement for transport, coach, so that youngsters, youth can go and participate in that conference, alhamdulillah. Mona was very considerate of others' needs, hence he would go out of his way to ensure comfort for others. He had no hatred, jealousy or ill feeling for anyone. He had love for our madaris, asatizai karam, and the fadala. Allahu Akbar. A life dedicated to the Mona Salim Dara Sahib Hafizahullah's ta'limat and his tarbiyat and his education, alhamdulillah. Simplicity in all aspects of life, food, clothes, etc. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Rahimahullah, Mehman Nawazi was amazing. He was he would host everyone with a smiling countenance. Allahu Akbar. And he was beloved to all due to his humble nature and down-to-earth attitude. Allahu Akbar. And I would like to just, you know, mention that Maulana Adam Sahib Rahimahullah leaves a void which would be difficult to fill. We pray to Allah Ta'ala to forgive Maulana Rahimahullah and grant him the highest station in Jannah, inshaAllah.
We have some messages coming in. Maulana Musa Panjwani says, Hazrat Maulana's qualities amongst many, he would treat the younger ulama equally, honored the seniors, and took mashwara from young and old. When Maulana wanted to do something, he would seek guidance. He would be persistent until he got the mashwara or got the task done. Never hurt anyone in any way or form, and was very patient upon people's stones. That was from Maulana Musab. We have another one coming in, and it's Maulana Saifullah from Northampton in the United Kingdom. Respected listeners, if you are listening in, and if you want to call in as well, the number to call in is +27118541548. Our engineer Usama will be there, and inshallah he'll take your call. The number is +27118541548. Alternatively, the WhatsApp number is +27718789748. Another Maulana Saifullah says, when Maulana Adam Saab Rahimahullah was known to me since September 1996, when he joined the Darul Ulum Leicester and became my roommate, as well as being admitted into the same his class as me. We knew each other from a long time ago. Maulana Rahimahullah completed his hifz towards the end of the year 2001 in the Islamic Dawah Academy, and that did something remarkable. I had not yet seen anybody else do something this remarkable. Even I haven't been able to do, despite being a hafiz, recite the entire Quran from memory in one day, stopping only for bathroom breaks, meal times, and prayers. He ceremoniously recited the final verses at the Islamic Dawah Academy's annual youth conference held that year on the 23rd of September. So this is some of the accolades that are coming in for Maulana Luna Saab Rahimahullah. Maulana, I want to ask you we spoke of his qualities, we spoke of his teachings, etc. I wanted to ask you a little bit regarding his services to the community. Obviously, the one thing that comes about was his Hidayah Foundation, and in there there is a maktab, there is a hifz class, there is tajweed lessons, as well as classes for ladies as well. What are some of the other services that Maulana rendered to the community?
Yeah, mashallah, Maulana's service to the community, obviously, alhamdulillah, is a wide range. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, obviously because of his commitments with the Hidayah Foundation, and obviously he had to pay off the loan as well. He was very busy in going out about to other towns and cities. So alhamdulillah, unfortunately, he wouldn't be able to give full commitment, because obviously he was quite committed to his own organization and establishing it, alhamdulillah. But wherever, alhamdulillah, community projects took place, alhamdulillah, Maulana would be the first to give his support, alhamdulillah, helping hand, alhamdulillah. And Maulana was always, if he would always come and say to me, Maulana, it would be difficult for me because I'm out and about, but my du'as are with you, and my du'as are with the community. He would always mention this, alhamdulillah. So, obviously, alhamdulillah, he's ready to give so much, even, alhamdulillah, be back to our own community in Warsaw here as well. Alhamdulillah, when I teach in Mazar-e Farooq here in Warsaw, alhamdulillah, when we started the Alim course as well, initially he also taught here for a couple of years, alhamdulillah, taught Arabic grammar, and he's also in charge of the buying books for the students as well. And then when, obviously, his idara was established, then obviously, because of his commitment there, he found it very difficult to balance both. So therefore, Maulana Khan humbly requested that if I can take leave, and if I can, so that he can give me time to concentrate on my organization in a certain area. It's another other area of Warsaw, which I completely understood, and alhamdulillah. But always he would say that if there's any projects or anything that takes place, you know, I'll try my best to participate. If not, my du'as are always with you and with the community, and may Allah that I make it a means of guidance in hidayah for all.
Ameen. Maulana, some personal interactions that you had with Maulana?
Yes, my interactions with Maulana, alhamdulillah, every time I meet him, actually he has a smile. That's one thing. Secondly, my interactions with him sometimes is more of on a friendly level. You know, it can never be serious with him. That's one thing. Can never be serious with him. And but Maulana, alhamdulillah, used to always talk about how we can take the community forward. Always have to take the community forward, especially regarding Islamic education. He had real concern for Islamic education and to create an Islamic environment where people have true love for Deen. You know, he always had that sort of fikr and concern. And always when he would meet me, he always talk about that. Obviously, he had his own Idara Institute as well. But he had fikr concern for our whole community, the how, you know, alhamdulillah, this Islamic education can actually, be advanced, and how people can start, you know, get an environment of knowledge, education, people become more God-fearing, more pious and righteous, and constantly will do mashwira. Constantly thinking, how can we do, what plans can we have, what can we do, military mashwara, meetings in our organization, how the organization can work together. This is something amazing he wanted. All the organizations, the idaras here in Warsaw can all work together and share practices. He had this real desire, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, this is something on the bottom of his heart. And I thought, Maulana, you know, this is something that we should do and have a mashwira where we can all get together. And he was always number one for unity. He wanted unity more than anything. I mean, that's something was required, because where there's unity, there's the help of Allah. So he always say, where there's unity, Maulana, there's the help of Allah. Where there's no unity, the help of Allah does not come. Allahu Akbar. And mashallah, I really admire his sort of desire for this. And mainly when we just sit down and talk, it's normally about our institutes, our idaras, how we're doing, what's going on, sometimes the shortcomings that he feels that he's seen in his own establishment and other establishments as well, how we can work together to remove those sort of shortcomings. And he had no hatred for anyone, no jealousy, nothing. Alhamdulillah, always thinking the best for everyone. And every time we met, this was the main thing. Okay. And alhamdulillah, on occasions as well, you know, casual, okay, Maulana, when we're going for a cup of tea, when we're going out today, I couldn't tell that, you know, Maulana wanted a bit of breather as well from the environment himself as well. So I said, okay, we meet today, we meet tomorrow, alhamdulillah. And these are the interactions, my personal interactions I had with him, alhamdulillah. But he would never say anything bad about anyone. That's one thing I've always noticed. No matter what, whatever, you know, sort of difference we had, he always say, mashallah, we make dua, Allah make it easy for everyone. You know, alhamdulillah, that's a very good quality that Maulana had.
So, respected listeners, we are speaking to Maulana Ibrahim, where Maulana is discussing the life of Maulana Lunat Rahmatullah Ali. Some expect that Maulana's parents had extreme love for Deen. In fact, up to now, they're running an orphanage in their village where they come from in Gujarat. Maulana was born and bred in the UK. In the initial stages, they went through some challenges in terms of obviously trying to settle down and coming from there. Maulana in 1996 then joined the Hifz class in the Islamic Dawah Academy. Maulana then graduated, and thereafter in the year 2001 approximately, he joined the Adin class, whereby he then graduated in the year 2007. Maulana runs the Hidayah Foundation, which has more than 200 students. It ranges from Hifz, Tajweed, Maktab, going to for lessons for the sisters as well. Maulana at times would even pick up the children and drop them off so that it doesn't become a burden on the parents. Maulana would be consistently involved in the reciting of the Quran and Kareem. Maulana was loved by all and hated by none. And I think this for us, if we take this with us today, then I think we've done sufficient enough to uplift the legacy of Maulana Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh. That Maulana was loved by all and hated by none. Sometimes we hated by all and loved by nobody. That is our condition, or perhaps that is my condition. And it's time for us to be able to make sure we are able to bring a change in it, a metamorphical change in our life, so that we are at least portraying ourselves in a positive way. Maulana had great trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very considerate of others. And Maulana would thereafter go out of his way to be able to help people that were in any sort of difficulty. Maulana, is there any other of your notes that you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, I'd like to share, mashallah, Maulana did a work of, I would say, 20 people. Mohana did a work of 20 people. And this is something where we really need to learn from this, mashallah, that Mohana did many things himself alone. And he was a man of his own. Allahu Akbar. And he did not like to be dependent on anyone. Alhamdulillah. You know? But what we learn from his life as well, in his dedication in the work of deen, is that Allahu Akbar, yes, we'll send the messages, we write about him, alhamdulillah, but it's now important that we also learn from his life and implement it in our lives as well. Okay? And be a helping hand and support for others as well. You know, that's the most important thing. Be a helping hand and support for others. Support for any work of deen that is taking place. If we cannot do anything, there's not be an obstacle. Maulana was never an obstacle. Maulana was always there in the forefront. If he could not help, he would always say, my du'as are with you. My du'as are with you. And this is something we need to learn in order to gain the barakah and the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that, you know, do whatever we can to help others, and if we cannot, at least make du'a. You know, that is the most important thing. At the end of the day, Maulana has left this world, and he's done so much, alhamdulillah. And he's left this world, and he's done so much, and obviously he's made his akhirah. He made it hereafter. Similarly now, it's something for us to understand and ponder as well, that we do what we can. Sometimes not in our, not everyone's capacity to establish an organization, an institute, to run it. Not everyone has the time, the commitment, or even the expertise. But all we can do is whatever we can, at least do it with ikhlas and sincerity, and do whatever help we can. We have whatever capacity and the ability that Allah has granted us, we help others. And if you're unable to help, at least what we can do, like Maulana did, that my du'as are with you. My du'as are with you, and inshallah Allah gives progress and taraqi to all the work of deen and all the great work that is
definitely. Respected listeners, we are speaking to Maulana, and we are coming closer to a program with Maulana Adam Lunasab rahmatullahi alayhim. Maulana, tell us in terms of a conclusion, Maulana, how did he pass away, and what are some of the aspects about the end part of his life that you could share with the listeners?
Yes, by all means. Maulana, at the time of his death, Allahu Akbar, actually he was involved even then at the time, because the very next day there was a youth conference taking place, Islamic Dawah Academy in Leicester, and he was busy in arranging transport for that conference. And best to my knowledge, that he was actually on the phone talking to the coach driver to make arrangements for the next day. And suddenly while he was on the phone, unfortunately he fell ill. He had to put the phone down. Unfortunately he felt sick and ill. And then unfortunately while he was on the sofa, unfortunately he sort of collapsed. And after that, unfortunately he did not respond, did not come back again. Unfortunately they took him to the hospital. He had brain hemorrhage, but obviously, and then after that, unfortunately, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even at that time, I was worried and concerned about the deen of Allah. And immediately a phone call came to me, actually, when this happened, that that Maulana, we've been trying to get through to Maulana Adam Sahib, the bus, the coach driver has contacted us, saying something has happened. Do you know anything? I do not know anything about it at the moment. It was, I think, Saturday evening, 9, 10 o'clock. And then I contacted his brother, and his brother actually gave me the information that unfortunately he's suffered brain hemorrhage, he's in the hospital, and we just made dua.
Maulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it Sajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah forgive all his shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for his father, his mom, his family, his brothers. Maulana, make it easy for you all as the friends, etc. Is there any final messages that you have, perhaps, that you would like to share before we close the program, Maulana?
Yeah, that's, what can we say? Alhamdulillah, he had no long-term illnesses. Something we need to understand. No long-term illness, Allahu Akbar, and immediately the life come to an end. Obviously, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time when we have to leave this world. Whether a person is healthy, whether a person is ill, whether a person is pious, righteous, or not right, when the time comes, we have to leave this world. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ فَإِذَا أَجَلَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. But it's what we make of this life. It's what we make of this life, Allahu Akbar. And whatever we do in this life, it will obviously depend how is our outcome is going to be in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. He left this world with his last words being Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah.
Allahu Akbar.
These were his last words. Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah. Allah. How blessed Mawlana was that he was able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he left this world. And you know, Allah ta'ala also, obviously, that is a sign that he had Allah in his heart. So he was able to take the name of Allah before he left this world. So it's a lesson for us that if we have Allah in our hearts, our whole life is dedicated to the deen of Allah, then obviously, inshallah, we leave this world.
Honor, Jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you tremendously, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for coming on air. And do make dua and give all of the companions of Mawlana the condolences on behalf of the Jamiatul Ulama, the Radio Islam staff, and all of those that are involved here. Our condolences are with the family, Mawlana.
Yes, Jazakallah, is a great honor and privilege to have been actually invited to give an interview on this great personality. Obviously, we cannot do justice, obviously, to this great scholar, Alhamdulillah. But may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept and accept all your efforts as well. Jazakallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Wa alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Dear respected listeners, that was Mawlana Ibrahim Asadji speaking about Mawlana Luna Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. And I want to add that Mawlana just lived at the age of 34. And in that small age, in this young age rather, Mawlana was able to do so much. He was able to open a madrasa. He was open to that you are able to speak with him, about him, for the better part of almost an hour. And if we can just achieve something like that, that before we leave this world, each one of us, create a legacy. That legacy that we are able, that when we close our eyes, whatever we've done becomes an investment whereby we start reaping our reward the minute our eyes close. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left so many avenues. There was once upon a time I was involved in something and it came to an abrupt end. So I was a bit concerned and I was a bit disheartened. So I went to one of my scholars and I told him, look, Mawlana, this has happened and I would like to persist in this field, you know. He told me, Mawlana, the amount of possibilities and avenues of good in this world is like the amount of grains of sand that there is. There is so many. If one thing hasn't worked out, go to other things. Why you want to keep this and persist it, especially once this avenue has now been closed? There's so many other things that you can do. And in this way, I think I was made to learn from that lesson. That there's always an opportunity to be able to do that amount of good and that amount of service to people whereby there's so much that is possible that can be done. So inshallah, in this way, if we are able to do that and we are able to leave a legacy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let this legacy persist. Inshallah, we will continue next week from myself, Ubaidullah Boja, our man behind the scenes pushing the buttons, Brother Osama and all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.